providing cheap thrills every morning.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
I think all of us parents can relate to that moment when your kid looks at you and says, I have to go to the bathroom, and you are nowhere near an actual bathroom.
Right.
That feeling of, well, what are we going to do?
Things must be done.
Yes.
A plan must be
It is
come
especially
up with.
Difficult when you're dealing with a number two situation.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But adding to that, when you are in the middle of a lake...
Yes.
And your daughter's standing on a cliff, which is what happened to us this past weekend. We went down to Branson, Missouri. Mm-hmm. We were at Table Rock Lake with some friends boating. And Mia, my little brave one,
yes,
jumps off a 30-foot cliff.
Good.
Can you believe that?
Bravery, yeah.
I know. Mm-hmm. So we did it again the next day. We went up. I had jumped off, and she's up top, you know, once again, kind of debating whether or not this is a very good idea.
Sure.
But she's standing up there, and it's a little chillier, so she's sort of shaking. And
yes.
I'm like, you know, come on, just jump down. You know, it's warmer in the water.
Just jump off the cliff. It'll be fine.
And she yells down to me. Now, keep in mind, there's all kinds of boats around us.
Sure.
There's obviously other people mm-hmm. doing this same cliff idea. And she says, Mom, I gotta poop. You know, maybe the nerves caught up to her.
Yes.
Maybe it was just that time of day. I don't
sure.
know. But I'm now 30 feet below her. It's going to take me to swim around and get. That's not an option.
Right. It'll take you a while.
So I just yell back up to her, go back in the woods.
Yes. Good idea. Good idea.
Poop in the woods.
Uh-huh. You're now a bear.
I don't know what else to do. Okay. And so... So she disappears for a little bit,
yes.
which scared my husband. He was in one of the boats just kind of watching, and he wasn't sure what was going on. He thought she was possibly, you know, thinking that she could jump off the other side, which is not a possibility. So he's yelling at me,
right.
Tell her she can't jump off the other side. I'm like, it's fine. She's pooping. So she disappears for a few minutes and comes back to the edge of the cliff and seems to be in better spirits.
Yes,
and
things happened well.
I'm like, did you take care of business? And she's like, yes. You know, mind you, we're yelling now back,
yes.
and you know. And so she ends up getting up the courage. She jumps off and it was fun. And we swim back to the boat. And later on, our friend who was also up on the cliffs comes onto the boat and says, Colleen.
Uh-huh.
I have to tell you,
yeah.
we are walking towards this cliff
uh-huh.
and stumble upon
oh boy,
what
remnants?
Appears to be yes, the remnants of like a grown person who had taken care of their business
yes.
on the top of this cliff.
Uh-huh.
And I thought out loud, who would do such a thing
right.
and just leave this?
Yeah. And, only one family.
And our daughter was like, Mom, that was Mia. I don't know. We didn't have a lot of options.
Right.
I couldn't get back up there. If I could have gotten back up there, I would have, you know,
yes,
done
you
my
do
best to
things.
Discard of things.
Mm-hmm.
I probably should have, you know, somehow, you know, made sure to get that done. I thought she had gone farther back in the woods. I didn't realize
yes.
this was
she
just
went to the path.
Just
right where everyone's walking.
She is six. Okay.
Right.
You know,
so she might know a little bit better.
280-1025.
What
did you end up having to do?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when it's your kids, because adults, you know, we should behave better, figure out a way to hold it until you can get someplace.
Yes, but I've been enough to enough Hawkeye tailgates to know that adults
not
are
adults.
Not
yeah, adults
that.
Don't
just,
do that
oh,
either.
Is that a hole behind a hotel? Sure, that's where I'll go. Good morning, Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
Hi. What extremes did you go for your child's story?
Okay,
yes.
What happened?
Yes.
So, my daughter and my son were, this was in 2016, we were running the bubble run. And I had the double stroller, we were all loaded up, the race had just started, and we were not running, but walking quickly, when all of a sudden, Mommy, I have to go potty! We had already visited the bathrooms, and we were literally in the middle of the race, which, of course, there's no, like, porta potties or anything.
No,
no.
No, yeah.
Thousands of people around running, you know, and so I'm like, oh, crap. So I pulled the stroller over to the side, and there just happened to be one of those big, like, electrical, you know, boxes.
Like one of those transformers? Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. So we just hid behind there and she squatted right in the middle of the city. I didn't know what else to do. It was either that or she went in her underwear.
Right. You just sometimes you don't have a lot of options
exactly.
when nature calls.
Right.
And it's the kids. So
and
you do
can
what you got to do.
Up. When you're running
exactly.
a race, think, when
so
you're running a race.
Year,
or...
This past year when we did the Bubba Run, I made sure both of them were wearing pull-ups. So that if that happened again, it was just like, all right, just go.
Yeah, I know. You hate to have to do that with them, but...
But when you're running a race or walking a race, there are no rules when it comes to this. You could go see Dam to Dam, people just going in fields.
That is true.
There's no rules.
There are no
That's
rules.
True.
So that is true. All right.
You can do whatever you like.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thanks.
Bye.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
Star, Winner 2.5.